Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Best Agrolife Limited Q2 FY 2023 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rahul Thakur from Ernst & Young. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Liza. Hello and good afternoon, everyone. I'm pleased to welcome you all to Q2 FY23 earnings call of Best Agrolife Limited. Please note, a copy of all our disclosures are available on the investor section of our website as well as on the stock exchanges. Anything said on this call which reflects our outlook toward the future or which could be construed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. Today, on the management side, you have with us Mr. Vimal Alawadi, Managing Director, Mr. Rajan Alawadi, Executive Director, Mr. Atul Garg, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Devinder Dogra, President Finance. I now hand over the call to Mr. Vimal Alawadi for his opening remarks. Over to you, Vimalji.
Hi. Thank you and welcome everyone to the Q2 FY23 earnings call. I hope you all are doing well and enjoyed Diwali festivities. Given this is our first conference call interaction, before I discuss the business performance for the quarter, let me walk you through a background on the company. Best Agrolife is among the top 15 agrochemicals in India. Founded in 2010, we began our journey as an agrochemicals formulation company and over the year entered into manufacturing technical as well by 2017. Into branded formulation with Best brand, we have started in 2017. With the launch of the Best brand, our strategy was to gradually start introducing first to market complex products as well as build a product basket of novel molecules. Since 2017, we have worked on various strategic initiatives which are yielding results today. Let me briefly discuss these initiatives. Investment in human capital. A strong team is an asset for any organization. It was our endeavor to build a strong and experienced professional management team across R&D, marketing, sales, production, etc. Today, the team that has joined us from reputed domestic and global companies, carrying rich experience and shares our vision of growth. In that, I would say Mr. Karlekar, who is the many MNC companies head in the India and the Southeast Asia also. Now he's with us. And in R&D, basically we are R&D company and we are doing many innovation in our R&D. Number two is investment in capacities. We focused on developing manufacturing capabilities and invested in capacities for growth. As of now, we have 30,000 metric ton formulation capacity and 7,000 metric ton technical capacity. And in R&D investment, we have continuously invested heavily in R&D to build a robust product pipeline of complex and novel molecules. Our strong R&D focus has fructified as we have been granted a patent of 4 products, each of them in insecticide, herbicide and fungicide. We have also launched a basket of new product under first to market strategy. CTPR formulation being one of the best examples. We have also been granted registration for indigenous manufacturing for peroxisulfone technical, for which India is currently import dependent. Same in CTPR. Overall, investment in R&D efforts helped us develop a wide product basket of patented as well as complex products. Widened geographically presence. Initially, we were present only in North India market. From here, we grew our network 1,000 plus distributors in 2019 to more than 5,200 distributors as we speak. We are now present in almost all Indian states with the exception of a few. All these initiatives have put us on path of strong growth trajectory with the robust product pipeline, wide distribution network and experienced management team. Let me now highlight the business update for the quarter. I am delighted to inform you that this was the highest revenue generation quarter in the company's history. Our revenue for the quarter was 700 crore, more than double our revenue as compared to the same period last year. This was driven by our first patented product, Ronfen, as well as other newly launched products such as X-Men, Tumbo and Citizen. Ronfen contributed significantly revenue for the quarter. Overall, new product launched this year contributed majorly to the top line. This is in line with our commentary that most of our growth will come from new products, even in future. I would like to highlight that we were late in launching Ronfen this year. We started selling this product in July, whereas the season for this product starts in May, June every year. Despite our late market entry, we saw unprecedented demand of Ronfen. It gives me immense pleasure to say that in my career, I have not witnessed an agrochem product receive such transaction and generate such revenue in the first 3 months of its launch. This is testimony of our R&D capabilities. This is first product, this kind of 27 more products we have in pipeline, which we are getting each year. I am also proud to inform you all that Best AgroLife become the first company in India to launch CTPR formulation. The single molecule has around 2,800 crore domestic market with only two players other than the innovator that are currently selling the product. Even we were first to enter the market, we expect to gain good market share in this product. During the quarter, we were also generated registration of indigenous manufacturing of Pyroxasulfone Technical. This product with a domestic market of rupees 450 crore is currently being imported in India and we expect to launch this in market around December 2022. Given that we are the only domestic manufacturer of the product, we expect the government decent revenue from this in the coming quarters and years. Before I conclude, I would like to share that we have been granted a patent by Patent Authority of India for a synergetic fungicide composition comprising the cyazofamide, dimethomorph and difenoconazole for the term of 20 years, which is global patent. To conclude, we have a strong pipeline of revolutionary and complex products, the launch for the two patented products in pending, which is expected by next year. Overall, a strong pipeline of products under patented, first to market and import substitute strategy give me enough confidence to state that the Best AgroLife will deliver strong growth in revenue as well as profitability going ahead. I would now hand over the floor to Mr. Dogra, our President Finance, who will take through the financial. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Vimalji. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us here today. I would like to briefly touch upon the key performance highlights for the quarter ended 30th September 22, after which we'll open the floor for the questions and the answers. So operating revenues for Q2 FY23 was Rs. 700 crore as compared to Rs. 324 crore in last year, same quarter, and a 116% increase from last year. On sequential basis, revenue grew by 51%. Revenue growth was driven by new product launch, as Mr. Vimalji said, and which contributed mostly in the revenue growth from the last year. EBITDA was at Rs. 182 crore in Q2 FY23 as compared to 35 crore in the last year quarter, a growth of 418% year-on-year. This would translate to 26% EBITDA margins for Q2 this year, an expansion of 15 percentage points over the same quarter last year. Higher EBITDA margins were driven by the new products, majorly contributed by Ronfen and other few products which we have mentioned, which we launched during the quarter. Profit after tax was at Rs. 130 crore in Q2 FY23 as compared to Rs. 25 crore in Q2 FY22, a growth of 415% year on year. Coming to the segmental results, revenue from branded formulation was around 61%, both the B2C and B2B formulation business. And revenue from technical business was around 39%. As guided earlier, our revenue from branded formulation will continue to improve as we expand our, as we are expanding on pan-India basis and also launching new branded products. On the balance sheet side, our working capital for the first half looks best due to higher inventory for the new product launches as well as products for launching to be launched in the coming quarter. To build a branded business, we were required to provide credit to our distributors, expanding the number of distributors majorly, which stretched our debtor days. I would like to highlight that we plan to bring down the working capital days in the range of 90 to 100 days. We are working towards this target, and we have already put a place in new incentive schemes for the same. During the quarter, the cash and cash equivalent, including bank balance, improved significantly to Rs. 148 CR as on September 2022. With this, we would like to open the Q&A section. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star in one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in this conference, we request you to limit your questions to two per participant only. The first question is on the line of Dhruv Bhimrajka from Monarch AIF. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on a great set of numbers. So my question is regarding the recent patent for the fungicide product that we have got. So what is the market size for this product?
Yeah, good afternoon, Rajan this side. Yes. Yeah, so basically these products are, previously these products are available in solo formulations, where put together this product goes in a particular downy mildew, powdery mildew segment in grapes and in various fruit crops. So the market size is approximately 350 crore of this individual molecules, particular in this segment where we are trying to capture, where downy mildew and powdery mildew and oomycetes class is there, or fungus is there. This particular combination will be able to control that particular class and both these diseases. Downy mildew and powdery mildew. So out of 350 crores easily with this pre-mix, which will, you know, reduce number of sprays also, we can, but easily in first year itself, we can capture around 20% in with the launch itself.
Okay. So sir, this market share of 350 crores which are trying to capture, is it serviced by the domestic players or by imports?
No, it is basically this. This product is in import only. Recently, one technical indigenous manufacturer player has also entered in one molecule. So solo formulations were, there were formulations import in solo products. Like Sizofamid is there. That solo formulation is available. But it is also in monopoly only. One player is having that. And that formulation is also again patented. So this way farmer was also, you know, he was also mixing these two products or some other products also, because a disease complex appears in these crops basically. So that's why we decided to bring this pre-mix in proprietary patented formulation to control that entire complete disease complex together.
Okay. And then what would be the launch date, timeline of this product?
Basically, this is in registration. It may take a little bit time. I believe so that by third quarter of next year, in this period, it will be available.
Okay, so maybe we have more than a year to go for this new patented product to be launched in the market.
Yeah, less than year, approximately year, you can say.
Approximately, yeah. And then my second question is on the exports market opportunity. So right now we don't have much exports opportunity, export sales coming in, but now we have a blockbuster launch of the product Ronfen in the domestic market. So how do you see in-licensing, you know, of this product to the export markets and also the other products?
Definitely, we have near about 28 unique products in the pipeline, and each product, you know, like India, we go to registration for one of the product. So the same product we have to go for the other country, and each country have different regulation for every product. So we already have started from last 3 years, some of Southeast Asia countries like Thailand, like Vietnam. Also, we have started something in Brazil and some Middle East. So many countries we have started registration. The moment we will get registration, because we have all the patent for 20 years, globally patent we have, all the molecules. So definitely once we will get the registration, we will start that. And more of that, this is not only the formulation which is our patented, we are going to export in future. Definitely we are going to export our strobilin chemistry product like trifloxystrobin, azoxystrobin. In that we are very strong in strobilin chemistry. So that as a technical, as an intermediate, also we will start supplying in FY24.
Okay.
We start, but definitely there is a big scope for us, because we have unique combination also and unique products also, as technical.
Sure. Sure, sir. I'll come back in the queue. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Ranveer Singh from Edelweiss Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. And first, let me appreciate the kind of transformation you are bringing. And very good set of numbers. So congratulations for this. My question was related to the new product launches. So you said that majority of the growth came from the new product. So I assume that the base business has been flattened in this quarter?
Yeah. So as we said that our strategy, the launch of the new patented product Ronfen and few other 3-4 products. So major of the contribution and the growth has been from the new products only. And that has been our strategy for future also. And we will have the base business would be flattish or would be at the same level at best.
So in Q1, like we have some 463 crore revenue. So that also included any part of revenue from new products, or new product, all revenue came after Q1?
So the all the new products were launched in Q2 only. So there was some delay. But better for next year, that all the new products were launched from Q2 only.
Okay. So for this quarter, I think some 250 odd crore, what we, you know, the incremental sales we got. So majority of it came from Ronfen, or the other 4 products also contributed, you know, so if you could give some, you know, highlight how was the contribution of Ronfen versus the rest of other products?
Of course, mainly was Ronfen only, because that is our first patented product combination, first patented combination. We have different process patent also for some product, but this was the first patented product which we have launched in Best Agro Life. So definitely in first quarter, to get that much of response was very good. Because any of the new molecule when we are going to launch at first in India or in first in any of the territory. So first, you know, in first quarter, get this kind of result was very, very good. And we are very, very happy with that. Because in first quarter, we have that much of result. So definitely in coming years and coming months and coming quarters will be fantastic for when this product will be consumer product.
So after this Q2, what would be the revenue guidance for FY23? Because earlier guidance, I think the current H1 number seems to, you know, indicating that that will exceed the what earlier we are saying. So if you could give some, you know, outlook here.
Yeah, definitely. You are correct. As per, you know, we have given guidance, we will cross that, we can see here. But definitely, which we are giving guidance, 30% of growth in the revenue and 20% in EBITDA, that definitely we can achieve more than that, of course. But guidance we are giving the same only. But this year, it will be like, if suppose our revenue goes more than 30% growth, so it doesn't mean next year it will be not 30. It will be still 30, whatever the growth, it will come excess in any year. So next year, we have already big plans. So 30% and 20%, which we always say, that will be maintained always.
My question was basically in this context, because 700 crore current revenue, what we generated in this quarter, being a seasonal business, I think the, most of it would have been in inventory and some debtors, because, you know, channel filling would have happened in this quarter. So obviously, we cannot extrapolate this into second half. So if you could, you know, guide here that 700 crore or what incremental sales of 240 crore, we have seen. So is this likely to exhaust within the rest of the year, or we will see other amount of revenue coming in there?
Undoubtedly this second quarter is main quarter in agrochemical industry, but this year particularly after rains were good everywhere, rabi is also looking very promising. You know, bumper area of sowing is coming in Bengal gram and other crops, it is coming. So third quarter and is also going to remain promising, no doubt in that. And I expect this inventory, some of the inventory which we are holding in the start of fourth quarter itself, January month is also going to play an important role. And we will bring good numbers in next two quarters also.
Can we expect something like 1700 crore?
Mr. Singh, may we request that you return to the question queue?
This is the same question actually.
So there are participants waiting for their turn.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, nice. I'll be back. Yeah.
The next question is in the line of Kushal Dukhani from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So, congratulations for a very strong set of numbers for the quarter and H1 FY23. My question was regarding these new products only. So, let's say you launched the Ronfen and you said that earlier that around 400 crore kind of revenue it can contribute for FY23. So still the guidance remains same for the year, or you may revise upward for this year for the new product?
Yeah, same the question I got from the previous you know. So anyways, definitely we don't want to revise actually, but definitely this year will be better than what we have committed, like what we have committed earlier. Yeah, because you know, you can say this was late. The Ronfen, our registration got late. So definitely we can say that guidance will be there, but this year will be higher than that for sure. This year will be higher than that.
Okay, great. And on the same line only, so let's say about the Ronfen only, is it a seasonal kind of a product Q2 remains major contributor, or let's say going forward the product sales may get taper off in Q3 and Q4. Is it like that, or there is no seasonality as such?
Actually, as far as this product is concerned, it is not a seasonal product or H1 product. It is basically, it goes for all sucking pest, and it goes in cotton also, chili also. Chili is a major crop of rabi basically. So if we all put together all this sucking pest segment, it is a very big segment in India. Around 1/3 of Indian market comes from the sucking pest segment only, which is around 8,000 crore. And chili is a very important crop where, you know, more than 25 round of sprays are going to control sucking pest only. So this product is proving promising for chili crop, which will play important role in third quarter and fourth quarter also, January also, this will go. So this is whole year product, both season product basically. So a good number from, a good revenue from Ronfen will come in Q3 and Q4 also.
Okay, so not major seasonality kind of things one can expect in that, right? The second thing was related to, as you said, that it has been stretched working capital for H1. So what kind of sustainable working capital would be there? And secondarily, regarding that also, so
from 90-odd crore, we have seen increase to 200 and then 430, 450 crore debt. So what kind of debt we can assume by end of this year? I'm asking for working capital debt.
So on the working capital size, so the inventory constitutes a major part of the working capital. So which we have, as we said, that we are looking by early January this year, the major of the inventory would be sold off, or it will be liquidated as per the plan. So, but on a normalized basis, since we are launching new products and new expanding new geographies, opening sales depots across India, so this has been a little bit stretched. But in a, from a target perspective, we are looking from 90 to 100 days kind of working capital, which is in line with the industry trend. So we are working on that. But since on a growth phase, there was a little stretch, which we are addressing going forward. On the debt side, the 90 CR, which you are referring to, is on a standalone basis. On a consolidated basis, that debt was around 215 CR, which in this quarter has is around 430 CR, which is predominantly working capital, as you have seen. I think so, but that's also a comfortable leverage overall. That's around 0.7, 0.8 kind of thing. And going forward, since it, the realization quarter is around Q3 and Q4, so this will be ultimately be, I would say, the utilization level will come down. So we are not looking at majorly raising our debt beyond these levels. So around these levels, obviously, based on a specific quarter business requirements we do, but there is no major plan to increase the debt levels beyond this current level. So I would say that kind of debt level is something which will be working around.
Okay, great, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish Rathi from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, could you help me understand about, you know, CTPR product as to what will be the kind of launch timeline here? You know, how is the competition scenario likely to be in, say, year one and maybe 2-3 years after that? What kind of sales, what kind of profitability can we expect? Thank you.
Hello. So basically, CTPR is definitely is a good product. And the market size is biggest, we can say, the single molecule in India. This is 2,800 crore. And as a second player and as a first player in indigenous manufacturing for this product, and second, we can say, after the MNC company. So definitely in this year, because we got very late registration and that patent clearance, so definitely we are third quarter and fourth quarter will give us very good revenue, like I cannot say number, but it will be very good because we are number one after them. And the next year, FY24, it will be really, really a big number. We can say in the total our revenue, it will, we will get at least 20% minimum for this product only. And of course, the beta margin will be better because we are number one again, I am saying. Yeah.
Sorry, the 20%, what did you say? I could not get that point.
I mean the total market size, whatever the total market size, more than 20%, we will get it.
Okay. And sir, on the strobilurin chemistry side, you know, I understand it's very difficult to crack chemistry from what I hear. So what is the kind of, what gives us the confidence that we will be able to do this, and what is the market size opportunity in this chemistry? Again, sir, what is the kind of timeline we should work with as investors into understanding when can we get to launch these products? Any direction on this place?
Yeah. So basically, strobilurin chemistry, you know, as of now, there are 5 strobilurins which are registered in India, which are going in various crops. And we will see, so one multinational, each multinational is checking with one strobilurin. So we have, you know, license of all strobilurins with us, and there are intermediates where every company is. Multinationals are bringing basically formulation import that way of strobilurins. And indigenous manufacturers also for intermediates, they are depending on China. So we have, we are working on core basically intermediate manufacturing where our dependency on outside for any kind of raw material in strobilurins will be zero very soon. In this year, 70-80% of job will be done in that. So we are going to be totally independent of any, you know, dependencies for any intermediate is going to be zero, and we'll manufacture all the strobilurins here. So this gives us altogether different strength.
So it will open us for not only for domestic market where strobilurins play a very important role. You know, a big revenue in multinationals is coming from this strobilurin chemistry only. So this will also open for us. Other than this also, we will be become much stronger to, you know, get a substantial share in export also through this development, through this our dig in strobilurins basically, which is very important. The strobilurin in fungicide market today, more than 60%, 65% share is in strobilurins only. So these are like pyraclostrobin, trifloxystrobin, azoxystrobin, decoxystrobin, and trisoximethyl. Five strobilurins are registered in India. So in altogether fungicide market, more than 60% is from these five products or combinations of these five products basically. Where no one else is working basically. So all R&D part on lab scale, it is already clear. So this 23-24 basically we will start production of most of this strobilurin.
Okay, so next year we can expect contribution from this.
Yeah, minimum 4 out of 5 will be production will be started next year itself.
By FY 24, that intermediate which we are talking about, 70-80% dependency we will finish from outside, that will in FY 24 we will do that.
Okay, and Vimalji, the most of these products which we are launching, the new one, do we have dependency on outside or are we like mostly backward integrated for the new product?
Yeah, like the 28 product, of course, 28 product combination product we have, you know, many technicals we need there. So definitely most of the product we have in-house only, but 30%, you can say 25-30% we have to buy from outside also.
Okay. Okay.
If you talk about total 28 products, but right now which we are doing, that is 100% in-house. Right now which we are doing.
Understood. Thank you, sir.
Actually, these products, these formulations, patented formulations, we are bringing from just those products which have become just off-patented. So up to some level, dependency is there, which we are trying to come out from that.
Got your point. Thank you, sir. I'll join back the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddharth Gadekar from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, hi, sir. Sir, I wanted to understand in CTPR, we would be manufacturing the product or we would be sourcing it from somewhere, one. Secondly, when we spoke about strobilurin capacities, can you give a sense in terms of our capabilities, what kind of growth stock do we have in terms of manufacturing and what is the peak revenue that we can do from those assets and are we expanding any assets?
Yeah, definitely. CTPR, that is, we are technical, like AI, also we are manufacturing, and the formulation also we are doing the same. And there are two formulation, one is granules, another is SC formulation. The both we are doing in-house with our company, Seedling India Private Limited, and the subsidiary of Best Agro Life, and the same technical we are manufacturing in-house. And you are talking about the strobilurin, that total gross block you can say as of now is 180 crore. And definitely there is very small expansion we have to do for these older products that we will do with our own resources only. Mm-hmm. And definitely we don't need any new big capex for that. Small capex will be there that we will manage by ourselves.
So what could be the peak asset turnover from our asset, capacities that we can expect?
The peak, I would say, the both technicals and the formulation would have a separate turnover, as you get it. Yeah. But on an average basis, we can say it would be around the range of 13 to 15. But it depends on the products. So as we are changing the product lines, the realizations are almost more than double, or in some of the products, four times the current product realization, like some of the products like Ronpan and something mentioned. So it's our capacity, the revenue growth is not entirely linked to the capacities. Reason being, we are also changing the products and the new products are at a significantly higher net realization.
But just to your answer, it will be in the range of 13 to 15. But this will change as we go on launching new products, which have a higher realization than most of our base products right now.
So sorry, I didn't understand. What do you mean by 13 to 15? So what would be asset turnover? I didn't understand 13 to 15%.
See, with the current set of cross block of 180 CR, overall we can go up to say the range of 2,500 to 3,000 kind of turnover. And with the products line which we are changing, so that's where I mean to say that with the current cross block, what is the asset turnover we are looking at? So it will be in the range of 15. Right now, but it may improve as we are going to launch new products with a higher localization.
So good. And so what would be the capex for the debottlenecking?
Pardon, didn't get you. Can you speak again?
So what would be the capex for the debottlenecking?
For the D?
So the debottlenecking of the plants, you said you were doing some debottlenecking. So what would be the capex amount?
Debottle.
So that's not a major amount. So there are certain kind of restructuring in the on the some of the units which you are doing, but that would be the major amount. The major capex would be some adding some new units and new form lines as such. So the people that one will not be the major amount.
Okay, forgot it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Darshit Shah from Nirvana Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on a wonderful set of numbers. Sir, just to understand on our business, since we are launching newer products, so and we had a great kind of revenue in Q2. So is our business kind of seasonal where few quarters contribute maximum revenues, or it would be evenly kind of spread across quarters?
Yeah, the same question we got earlier also, but anyways, definitely the second quarter always is the best in India, Indian market as industry, as agrochemical industry, second quarter always is the best. But this is the product which is Ronfen we are talking about, that have market size is more than 8,000 crore for the second pest segment. And this is going in the second pest segment in the vegetables, in cotton, mainly chilies, which we already mentioned. So it is the same question basically. So definitely that is a big scope, and each quarter there will be revenue for this product.
Okay, and sir, you mentioned that this Ronfen is almost around 8,000 crore kind of opportunity. So what kind of market share do we envisage in this product over next maybe few years, 2-3 years?
Yeah. In fact, the 8,000 crore is the second best market as of now, and each year gradually it is growing 9 to 10% also. So we are hoping whatever the increment in is coming in this segment, all we can capture with this, because this is very unique combination. So we can say we can capture sizable market share in 3 years, you can say 8 to 20% like this in the total market share. So which is again increasing 9 to 10% or like this.
Got it.
From 8,000.
Got it. And so the second question is on the export market, which itself is a huge market. So what's our strategy, if you could broadly highlight there, and when do we see meaningful export revenue starting to contribute our top line?
Very major revenue you can see in FY25 only, very major if you want to say. But if you say started, we will FY24 it will get started in some of Southeast countries and some Middle East countries. But that will be a good amount, but not very big. But FY25 you can see very big, because it is all registration process which is going on in the other countries. So once we will get, then we will start. And it is not only one product. There are many products in the pipeline which we will start exporting. And mainly which we are producing our R&D based product as a formulation. And of course the strobilin, again we are saying strobilin chemistry, that we are very strong in that. And same like CTPR, also we are very competitive. We have very good technology to produce. So all these products one by one we will start exporting. And FY25 will be the a year where you can see very significant growth in the exports.
Sure. And so lastly, on the margin front, we did 26% this quarter, and we have annual guidance of 20% kind of EBITDA margins, and with newer products being launched every year. So where do we see margin trajectory, if you could broadly highlight that?
Definitely 26%, because there is no surprise for us, because 26% was easily, because the same I am saying, the new product we have a good like 40% gross margin on the formulation, 40 to 45%. So and technical, you can say, which we are doing in-house, that also again have 10 to 15% margin. So it is not no surprise for us 26%, but definitely it's according to product, like new product is coming. So definitely it will be keep going, but same we will give guidance at the same, like 30% and 20% of the EBITDA margin we will at least we will achieve like that. 30% of growth each year. This year growth will be higher, which we can see everybody, because in the H1 even we have done more than 1100 crore. So definitely this year it will go more than 30% from last year, but definitely it will be continuous from next so many years. Yeah.
Thanks, sir. And lastly, I'll state one more question.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Shah. May we request that you return to the question queue?
Sure.
The participants' meeting for their own. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohit Nagraj from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congrats for a very good set of numbers. So first question is, what is our marketing strategy for the new set of products? I mean, we launched Ronfen during this quarter, CTPR we are planning next. So here we are directly taking head on with the multinational innovators. So how are we looking at the marketing strategy which will help us to gain, a significant market share over the next couple of years? Thank you.
Yeah, basically our marketing strategy, basically we have devised segment-wise. If I explain you, then we have, chosen, we have worked in all important segments, like this was a sucking pest segment where Ronfen we brought, and same way there is a caterpillar segment, a boll worm segment where we are bringing CTPR also, and further combinations of CTPR also we are bringing, which will be very big molecules. Same way, it is not only Ronfen, there are other products also which where good revenue is generated this year. It also, it was seed treatment segment. We launched a product where two fungicides and one insecticide is there. So farmer was used to, first he was using fungicide, then he was drying the seeds, then he was using insecticides. And then again, it was a very tedious process. So that combination of fungicide and insecticide also we brought. Same way in paddy, BPS is a very tedious pest which is very difficult to control. So we brought a novel combination in that for BPS also. So various segments we are working. There is sugarcane, there is narrow leaf and broad leaf herbicides are there. But it is, sugarcane, weeding in sugarcane is very difficult to do. So we are working on a product which will control both narrow leaf and broad leaf weeds together. So that way we are working on our products also, novel combinations also, where it will create great value for farmer too. And in marketing also we'll get an edge, because CTPR also, if you will see, a big segment is sugarcane. It goes for a particular pest, top borer in sugarcane. So this molecule is also 10 years old. Now little bit of resistance farmer is facing in this. So this product we have got just now. But we have already 2 years back, we started working on combination of various combination to break that resistance also, which was expected. So very soon we'll be sitting with a good combination, which will be a part of IPM integrated pest management also, and will break that resistance. So we are thinking ahead of time little bit in resistance management, and same way we are, planning, we are devising our marketing strategies also, where we will easily, if market is there, then easily on the basis of performance of the product, we will, in first year itself, in one quarter itself, we'll be very easily, we'll be able to establish our product in a great way, and we could generate good revenue with launch itself.
Right, sir. Got it. That was a pretty comprehensive answer. Sir, second question is, we have got these 28 products in the pipeline. So just to get an understanding about what is the market size for these products and how many competitors are normally expected whenever these products are going off patent or for the combination products. Thank you.
Definitely, this 28 product which we are talking always, out of that only one product we have launched, that is Ronfen, is a brand name in the second quarter only. These all 28 products are unique combinations product which we are getting globally patent for 20 years. So definitely there is no competition directly, we can say. But of course in the segment, like I told you, the Ronfen is a sucking pest. So definitely that market size is so big in India even. We are talking about India as of now only. If we talk about internationally, there will be big markets. So for sure there is no competition for our unique combination. Definitely they have solo product, there maybe have some competition, but that always we can say there is no competition, because one of solo product cost, if we talk about three product we are combination giving, that is more lesser than if any farmer going to spray that three solo formulation in the field. So we are already in the very good pricing and good, you know, the synergy. So definitely there is no competition, and
So just one last clarification on CTPR. So as I understand, the innovator also has patents on the intermediates or key raw materials which are used for manufacturing CTPR. So how confident are we that at any point in future there will not be any infringement or any legal issue on the CTPR product? Thank you.
Definitely, it is already we have got the clearance from the court, because the MNC companies which is there, and they have done already, but we got the clearance because our process is unique process, and already we have applied for that patent also on our process also. So definitely that clearance we got, and final clearance also we will get, because already we got the permission for the launch from the court itself.
Right, so got it. Thanks for answering all the questions, and best of luck, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mithil Mehta from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on a great performance for Q2. Sir, my question was pertaining to CTPR. Sir, we all know that there is one local company which is fighting against the MNC for the grant of patent and allow them to launch the market. And we of course are number one and he is number two. Do you feel that the competitive intensity in this particular product will increase? And can you share some granular detail on as to at what price we would be launching this product if I were to compare with the MNC? I mean, in terms of selling price of CTPR,
yes.
And do you foresee any legal risk in times to come as far as CTPR is concerned?
Definitely, the legal concern I just mentioned in the last question also. That is definitely there is no concern, because we already got permission from the court only, so there is no question about the. Because our process is already clear, and we have also applied for the patent for this process also. So that we always didn't mention, we have many processes which we have applied for the patent. We never mentioned, because that is only the process. So we don't think that is a big thing, so we never mentioned that. We have many, many processes in the strobilurin chemistry, even the CTPR manufacturing. There are many, many things we have applied for the patent, our own put patent. So that is one thing. And you asked for the market size and what pricing we are selling and all that. Of course, we are number one, and you are talking about some other player. Definitely, there are other player also, one more other player. But what I heard, what I understand, what you are talking about, that company is not an agrochemical company. But of course, they also will get some share. But according to, like, we have already big network, 5,200 big distributor we have, then retailers we have, then farmer is using our product like Ronfen and all other products also. So we are really well known for the farmer, well known company. So definitely we will get a better share in any of the company. And first advantage also we will get, that is also we have advantage. So of course we will get better advantage, and more than 20% of the market next year itself we will get for sure. And international business also will enter with the CTPR. Institutional business also there. Like institutional business means there are sugar mills, there are government business, that is again very big business, and slowly, slowly that we will also capture, because we are commercially also we are very sound in this product, in the manufacture, because our process is really very, very competitive, you can say. Nobody can compete with, we think, as of now, the process we have to manufacture CTPR technical. Because basically technical, if we are strong and intermediate we are strong, so definitely our formulation will be good pricing. And of course you can talk about the margin, because the MNC company is holding a big margin in that product. You can say it is almost 300%, like 250% kind of margin they are keeping. And we are farmer friendly company, so definitely we will not keep that much of margin. So our pricing will be always better for the farmers. And you can say, but still we will get very good margin out of that.
Would it be possible for you to share, I mean, in terms of price between MNC and us, in terms of the price, I mean, how cheaper we
Definitely, we will be 25% less than MNC company. 25%.
Okay. And similarly, in Ronfen, can you explain the competitive landscape in this product also? I mean, what kind of competition do you...
Yeah, in case of Ronfen, basically, the solo products are available. So as a combination, because it is patented composition only, so no one else is there. So as far as solo products are concerned, so farmer is basically, ideally he, it is difficult for him to mix, you know, three products also, and then also if he tries that, then also his cost per acre becomes, it comes, you know, more, or it comes closer to our this thing also. So when we are giving him in a pre-mix, you know, biggest advantage farmer is getting with this novel combination is like it is reflecting a great phytotonic effect, which gives you know, great satisfaction to farmer, because base of formulation or composition is also making it altogether different. So where in solo formulation farmer is sometime observing scorching in the field, our combination is bringing phytotonic effect, which gives great value to our product. So I don't think so that in this competitive space, other products are there where, which can compete with this, and we can keep on growing in this segment in next 4 or 5 years up to a great extent, I see.
And also, as far as cost goes, we would be 25-30% cheaper than the MNC.
In this product, basically MNCs are also sitting with solo products only. Even MNCs also don't have combination. So same combination is not there with MNCs even. Like one of the solo product is with one MNC, other solo product is with other MNC. So such kind of situation is there. And if that solo also is being mixed, cost is coming higher.
Okay. And sir, as far as our R&D expenditure is concerned, what kind of R&D spends do we do in a particular year?
Yes.
So,
in the range of, we do around 1.5% kind of R&D spends, but with the new product pipeline, it will be going every year, and we are adding new number of people in the R&D. So in the coming year, will the range of around up to 4% is the, maybe in the next 2 years, it will increase up to 4% of revenue.
So 4% of revenue would be spent on R&D?
In the coming year, as of now, in the range of around 1.2% I can say, in that range, but it's increasing and will be touching to 4% in the coming year.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir. Thank you for.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Rikin Shah from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, I just like to understand how much have we spent on R&D in the last 3-4 financial years?
As I mentioned, in terms of the percentage wise, we have spent on an average 1.5% annually. Okay, but since the new product pipeline has been building on, so this is increased from this year onwards, as we added many new members and products. But in the previous years, it has been the range of 1.5% kind of spend.
So then, with all these approvals coming in for such novel products, what would we attribute it to our R&D, or do we have some sort of tie-ups?
Yeah, definitely. We have many tie-ups with the universities, like government universities, in the state universities, We have definitely big tie-ups and outsourcing also. We are doing some of the labs, which is toxicity lab, chemistry lab. Of course, we have tie-ups with them. And in-house also, we have very big R&D also.
This new product, yeah. And other than this, we are expanding much on, we have big new product development team in the field also. The big number, big expense we are doing in that also, where we are, testing the trials of these new combinations which we are developing. So that is also, there also, we are incurring a lot.
So there are many, many processes. So very hard to explain now because it will take too much time and time we have concerned. But there are many processes like chemistry, toxicity, and field data. Then there is bioefficacy. There is many, many data we have to submit in various university also. We have to do the trials, and also our people who is in the, like we have now marketing, you can say sales and marketing and the field trial team in totality. If they do, in the synergy, and that is more than 400 people we have there who do that.
Okay, so we don't specifically have a tie-up with an MNC per se for these things?
Tie-up, you mean tie-up?
Tie-up for?
A technology transfer, because we are able to innovate and able to, form such processes which are different and launch novel products. So that is interesting with, the amount of R&D we have done.
Yeah, definitely. We are not with the tie-up, but definitely many of MNC's companies now interested in our products. They want to buy from us, but we will give them a branded product. We will pack in a their brand, and we will give our exclusive beauty product. In fact, we are giving as of now, the company like big company like Adama, and there are other many companies, Ada Chemicals, there are other many companies also. They are asking products from us, and we are giving some of the product, but that also again we are giving a packed product to them for the sales. That packed by us only.
All right, I think that's it from my end.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohan G from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead. Rohan, your line is in the talk mode.
Yeah, hi, sir.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Good afternoon. Sir, a couple of questions. And the first is on our global ambitions and exports market. So you mentioned that going forward, you would like to register in many countries, take the registration in many countries, and as we see that it's a definitely time-taking affair and also very expensive in terms of getting the registration. Just wanted to understand how we want to go ahead about it, which are the major markets we will be targeting earlier, and what kind of the registration expenditures budget we are planning over next cumulative over next couple of years.
Definitely, because which products we are going to export in future, the same product we are getting in India, we already have the same product we are going. So the main data which we need, that we already have, that's the first part if we talk about. We have many data already with us there which we needed for the exports, but for the trial and their country requirement, for that expense we are doing. And each country have different kind of requirement. We cannot say really which country. If you talk about any country specifically, we know that. But as a whole, it is impossible to tell, because like Thailand have different requirements which we are covering up. Vietnam have different requirements. Brazil have different requirements. EU have different requirements. So EU is the main expensive one, because their data which we generate inside the country, that is really expensive. And of course, like US also have expensive. UK also have expensive. So definitely we are going all the market, but each country have different data requirements and different parameters, so that we have to cater in coming years. And we are on the job.
Yes, sir. So that only other country I wanted to get your sense on the regions, like, you know, it will be EU focused, US, Africa, in terms of expenditure budget which you have planned, how much it will be over.
Actually, other than expense, it is much time taking also, and like if we have, we are bringing a product focusing two crops here in India. Suppose if we will give an example of Ronpan or Gordon. Like Gordon we brought for seed treatment, Ronpan we brought for sucking pest in cotton and chili vegetables. So the countries where these patents are also like global applications are also, we have applied for PCT applications also of these products. So we are filing global patents, and where those crops are there, segments are there, we are registering those products also, globally also. But main thing is, if you have to register a new formulation somewhere, then you will have to register first three technical, if three technicals are involved, first you will have to register three technicals there, then you will be able to register your formulation. So it is time taking. That's why we have taken a timeline of, you know, FY25 only to generate big revenue from that, big and revenue from specialty products only. That's why that timeline we have taken, but we are investing a lot in that. These are very costly, expensive affairs also, and time taking also.
Okay, so secondly is on
the
but definitely, definitely in export with a unique combination and unique product, margin will be far, far better. That's for sure.
In our
case, especially.
But we are sure that we will develop our own formulations and register by ourselves and sell, and we'll sell also through our distribution network rather than joining any hands with any global companies and using their distribution network. Or probably remaining in a B2B segment only and selling the intermediates or final AI to them, then not for process.
No, it is again same. There are, again, country to country, I was telling you, like some countries, we are going to open our own branch, our own staff who will help to the farmers there only. Some of countries we are doing like that, where expenses is less and market is big. And some of countries, we are having partner like distributor, you can say one of we will appoint. And some of countries we are making partner with a formulator, one of good formulator in one country. So we are doing that. So it is mixed kind of thing. It is not one way we are doing, because globally it is a very big products and big market area. So we are going country to country, and strategy we are making in country to country.
Got it, sir. Other second question is on our dependency on imports of raw material and intermediates coming from China. You mentioned that you want to lower the share there and working a lot on that front. I just wanted to understand what is our share in terms of material imports coming from China, and how do you see that is moving over the next couple of years? Also, in terms of own manufacturing, will it be mainly completely backward integration from your side, or you will increase sourcing within India from the domestic manufacturer?
Yeah. Actually, we are known the best agro life company. We are known for, you can say, the Make in India company. And definitely our main target is to get, you know, that also we can say by FY25, the whole will be, you know, backward integrated for as the best agro life, because we are spending like anything. And either it will be captive, either we are going with the collaboration, with a partnership with the other player like Jubilant Life, with SRF, with the Tekken. So we are going to partnership with them slowly with some of the raw materials which we needed here. But of course, right now, if you talk about, there is around 25-30% range which we are importing as of now even. But if you talk about earlier, like 5 years back or 7 years back, it was these products which we are doing 100% dependency on the imported product. But now we are able to, you know, you can say out of that 70% product we are manufacturing here, either with our partners, either we are doing by ourselves. But our target is to, by FY25, 100% will be the backward integrated, and will be in-house or with the partners in India. We are making, we are basically R&D and innovative company. So we will continue.
And sir, in terms of investment in CapEx over next couple of years, how much you think that you will be able to, you have plans to invest in capacities?
Yeah, in fact, right now, earlier again that question was, because right now we don't have big CapEx plan, because we have small that we can manage by our funds, own funds only. And definitely when we will go with, you know, the big investment, that of course we have to go in some other region. Right now we are in UP, so definitely we have to go maybe Gujarat or other states with the greenfield project. But right now we can say there is no need. Maybe in future we need like 2 or 3 years.
Fine, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you everyone for your questions, and we hope we have been able to answer most of your queries. If we have missed out on any of your queries, questions, kindly reach out to our IR advisor, Anand Yag, and we'll get back to you offline. Thank you to all. Good afternoon to everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Best AgroLife Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.